We are on Gun Ahmed Bey's. And we're going to start again from the first line. I know we did some of it yesterday, but in order to get into the flow of things, we'll start again, at least we'll learn the Mishnah again. After Yavam, after Yav Mechad, this halacha that we said till now applies to one Yavam and one Yavama, who they died, but over Rachu, and one brother Shimon. But after Shtei Yavam, after Yav Mechad. Top line, Gun Ahmed Bey's. And the same halacha applies to two Yavamas and one Yavam, meaning Reuven died, left over Rachel and Leah, and one brother Shimon. Okay, now we're going to go through all the sequences with two brothers, with two Yavamas, and one man. Take us. Also, Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu. Shimon went and made a Maimer to Rachel and a Maimer to Leah. Now we're going like the Rabbanon, that yes, Maimer Achra Maimer. So therefore, we're not dealing with Reuven Gamliel, right? Especially because Reuven Gamliel is first. So we're not dealing with Reuven Gamliel, and we're only going to deal with the Chachamim, who says, yes, Maimer Achra Maimer. So us the Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu. If he does a Maimer to Rachel and then a Maimer to Leah, both Maimers are effective, but it's impossible. Because by doing a Maimer to Rachel, he can't, the Maimer to Leah is a Maimer, but he can only be Miyav one. By making a Maimer Leah, he just killed the chances of Yibam by Rachel. Had he done a Maimer to Rachel, he could have done Yibam. But since he did a Maimer to Leah, now he can't do Yibam to Rachel, because he already partially rabbinically did something to Leah. So therefore now he can't do Yibam to either of the two. Chikishnegitin, he has to remove both Maimers, the Chalitza, and then give Chalitza. Now, it was mentioned yesterday and the day before, that theoretically he could remove the Maimers and turn her back to neutral by just removing the Maimers, not the Zika. But we're assuming that means that he gives the get, it's going to be for the Zika as well, and therefore he gives Chalitza to one afterwards. According to Rabbi Gamliel, this halacha would not be true. You can't have the Maimer is worthless, and therefore you'd be able to do Yibam to Rachel. Correct. One of the two. Right, he says, well, Akas man. Doesn't need both. Next. Maimer Bezu, the get Bezu. This Rabbi Gamliel would agree to. He did a Maimer to Rachel and gave a get to Leah. By giving a get to Leah, he's just killed the chances of Yibam. So she can get a chalitza. He has to give a get to the Maimer, and he has to do a chalitza, because the Zika is there biblically. Right? Maimer and get do not affect the biblical Zika. But by doing a get to Leah, he said he can't do Yibam to Rachel or to Leah. And therefore, he has to give a chalitza and a get to take care of the Maimer. He can't, once he gave Rachel Maimer and that Leah get, he no longer can do Yibam to Rachel, because he gave Leah get. Get says no more evil, rabbinically. Does it make a difference? He gave a get to this family, and therefore no more evil. Maimer Bezu Balazu. Now this is a chesher, because this we're going to contrast this to the next case. He did a maimer to Rachel, and then he was miyavim Leah. So biblically speaking, Leah is his wife. He did evil. Maimer is meaningless biblically. So he did Yibum to Leah. But he had made a Maimer to Rachel, which had rabbinically banned Leah from Yibum. By doing a Maimer to Rachel, he's not allowed to be Miyavim Leah. And he went ahead and was Miyavim Leah. But biblically it worked. She's his wife. She says, Bezgin. He has to divorce Leah biblically, because he's married to her biblically. And he has to divorce Rachel rabbinically, because he had made a Maimer, and Chalitza. Since the Rabbanon did not recognize this Bia, they didn't want it. It was against the law. He wasn't supposed to live with Leah. It's called a Bia Psula, and the Rabbanon require a Chalitza afterwards. But it's only a rabbinic Chalitza, because biblically speaking, he did Yibum. It is only for Chalitza. But since he did Yibum when he wasn't supposed to, because he had done Maimer to Rachel, we had no right to be Miyavim Leah. And by doing that, it's called a Biyab Sumo. And a Biyab Sumo does not remove the Zika rabbinically, and he needs Chalitza. Right. One Chalitza and one, two hidden. And one Chalitza. Any one of the two. Any one of the two. You can give Chalitza to any one of the two. Why would he need two? When a guy dies and these two wives, there's only one chalitza necessary. Why would you need two? Get Lazoo, the Get Lazoo, I'm sorry. Maimer Bazoo, the Chalitz Lazoo. He did a Maimer to Rochel, and then he did Chalitza to Leia. Now, here is a Chiddush of this Mishnah. When he did Bia, the case before, he did a Maimer to Rochel and Bia to Leia. We say, even though biblically he's married to Leia, we don't recognize that. We break up that marriage, and we require Chalitza rabbinically. When he does Maimer to Rochel and Chalitza to Leia, you could have made the argument that we shouldn't recognize this Chalitza. He did Maimer to Rochel. He never removed the Maimer. You know, he did a Maimer to Rochel, then gave Chalitza to Leia.
Nothing is better than Chalitza.
Again, nothing is better than Bia. Again, I'm trying to show you the difference. You're right. But he did Maimer to Rochel and Bia to Leia. Is anything better than Bia? No. The Rabbanan said you weren't supposed to do it, so it doesn't work. But he does Maimer to Rochel and then Chalitza to Leia. You could have said it's Chalitza Sula, because he wasn't supposed to do this now. He was supposed to remove the Maimer. He didn't. Or remove the Maimer. It was an option. He could have given a get. He didn't. Doesn't make a difference. When you give Chalitza, it stops. Everything is removed. You still have to go back and take care of the Maimer. But no. The Chalitza works 100% biblically and rabbinically.
We can't marry
anyone because he gave Chalitza. That's for sure. The Chiddush here is that we don't need another Chalitza. Even though this Chalitza was done after a Maimer, we don't treat Chalitza like Bia.
I understand that, but why, if he did Chalitza, then everything should be fine.
But he still had a Maimer.
So,
it had to be removed.
So
you have to give a get to the Balas Maimer, and that's it. Why not?
Again, Chalitza,
Chalitza doesn't take care of Maimer. Maimer is... So then we need a get to Rabbana.
And that's how Lisa get married before he gives the Maimer to the other one? She get married here?
I would say yes. Before he gives the get to the other one. Clearly, yes. I would say so, but I'm not sure. I could hear an argument either way.
He said earlier, Lisa.
What? Again, I don't want to get involved in that because that's going to make us crazy here. That was about Kleikas over there. We'll leave it alone for now. Yes, Khalifa Sula is a sugi over there. If we bring it in here, we're going to have to take everything apart. It's going to be impossible. The mission is dealing with Khalifa works, period. End of story. Whatever reason it is, we're not bringing Khalifa Sula in there. But what I want to show here is, Bia and Khalifa are both biblical. They're both biblical. By Bia, the Rabbanan intervened and said, you did the Bia when you weren't supposed to. We're not going to let it work. Rabbinically. We're going to require a chalitza afterwards. Even though biblically you did yibum. But the Rabbanan said you violated our rules. Our rules were you're not supposed to do bia. And you went ahead and did it. We're going to break up that marriage and we're going to require a chalitza. When they did chalitza when you're not supposed to do it, right after Maimer, they didn't intervene. Chalitza's done, over and done with, just take care of the Maimer. They treat Chalitza and Bia differently. Very important, because it's going to be a machloikas on that point. But they treat Chalitza and Bia differently. A Bia is treated, even though it worked biblically, the Rabbanan intervene and say, no, we're not happy with this. We break up the marriage. We make them get divorced. And we make them have another Chalitza rabbinically. And by Chalitza, even though he wasn't supposed to do it now, he had not a Maimer, the Rabbanan said, he did Chalitza, it works biblically, we're not intervening. Nikia's gone, just take care of the Maimer. Yeah, I'm not saying there's not. I'm pointing out how looking different.
Whereas, I mean, for sure, Bia, you're not.
Why not?
You're not letting me stay with
them. But why not?
Yeah,
that's exactly the point. Why not? You did the biblical mitzvah. So we hear you didn't do Chalitza the way we prescribed it. We don't want Chalitza after Maimer.
believe that his determination and let you go out with drugs. He doesn't do that. There's a different effect that happens after a year.
I'm not going to argue with you. That's not local, right? I'm just pointing out the difference. That's all about the difference. That's when Maimon was first. So we just had the sequence. Two Yavamas, one Yavam, and he did Maimer and Maimer, Maimer and Get, Maimer and Bia, Maimer and Chalitza. We had four cases. Now we move on to the next sequence. Get was due, the Get was due. Okay? He gave a Get to one and a Get to the other. Now we're not going like Reuben and Leo, so both Gittin are effective, and therefore, Chizu Temenu Chalitza, one needs Chalitza. Rashi? Only one. They need from him. Subtrashi. Chichas Amenu Chalitza. Achas. One. The Usher bequeathed the Shnei Drabanan, and he's Usher in the relatives of the second one rabbinically. Tami Yeshget Achaga. So that's the first case. Get followed by Get. Get Luzu Ubal Luzu. Okay? He gave a Get to one rabbinically. Get to Rachel, and then he did Yibum to Leah biblically. Biblically, he's married to Leah. But he did something that was a no-no. Rabbinically, he wasn't supposed to do Yibum to Leah. He had given a Get to Rachel, and a Get says, no more Yibum, rabbinically. And he went and did Yibum. She's a Get. He needs a biblical Get for Leah. A biblical Get, because he's married to her biblically. The Chalitza and the rabbinic Chalitza. Because he violated our rules. This was a B'Yipsula. He had no right to do it. Either one of the two.
What?
A Get rabbinically says no more evil.
Because
it's not what I'm saying. This is rabbinic. So when you give a Get, it's a rabbinic chalitza, so to speak. It's like saying, I am not going to marry her. I am going to end this in a different way. And therefore, no more allowance of Yibum. Rabbinically. Biblically, the Get is zero.
And he does believe that.
It's over and done with. That's a machlokes of Yechim or Shlokes, whether it's a lav or a karm. This has nothing to do with it. It's all to Rabbanan. The right thing did Yibum. What would happen if Rachel Leah is there and he's Miyatim Leah? He didn't answer. Get to Rachel doesn't affect anything biblically. The minute uprooting to the right, and they just said, we don't want this to happen. They're not saying you didn't do Yibum. And making him again a Get to right, they didn't say he's not married to her. He needs a biblical Get. But they also require Chalitza, and they're not happy with this kind of a meal. Rashi, Get was do a ball and do Chicha Get for Chalitza. Also the Kaima, he can't keep Leah. The Kaima level Leah is that. Rabbinically, he's not allowed to keep her. Should the Get do his Shaina? Well, the Get, who do they not come? Should the B.M.S.U.I.? Get doesn't work because we're not happy with the removal of Zika here. Because the Bia, which was Yibum, was a B.M.S.U.I. And therefore we require Rabbinic Chalitza afterwards. Back to the Mishnah. Get Muzu, Umaymer Muzu. Okay? He gave a Get to Rachel and a Maimer to Leah. So now, he hasn't done anything biblically. He's only taken care of rabbinic and made himself a problem. The answer is, she's a Get, he has to remove the Maimer and then Chalitza. Because he can't do Yibum, he gave a Get. But the Maimer is there, it's got to be removed. Can he do it in any order? Yes. Get Luzu, Bechalit Luzu. Get to Rachel. First get. You have to know the order. I can't change the Mishnah's order. He did a get to Rachel and a Maimer to Leah.
Both
Rabbanim. Biblically, he has done zero. Squat.
Right.
So now, he has to do Chalitz. He can't do Hebrew because he gave a get. And he has to do Chalitz, but he also has to remove the Maimer. Removes the Maimer. The first get is second get. Removes the Maimer.
From
Leah.
From
Leah. He does Chalitza. Either one of the two. To work biblically. By the way, Titus speaks out if you need Chalitza, Besula doesn't work. So you need both Chalitza. Take a look at Titus. See if it's made Gitma Chalitza. Yes. Rashi learned you need Chalitza to what? Then Tysus, if you hold Chalitza Psula, doesn't work for both, then you would have to do Chalitza to both. Take a look at Tysus. Well, I don't want to get involved in that. Next case.
Are we going to do anything from Shrika get the Chalitza to respond at the same moment?
No. Not that I know of. No. Maybe tomorrow will. I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't prepare that far ahead. I don't know. Get Lazu Mechalas Lazu. Okay? You gave a get to Rachel, give Chalitza to Leah. Pay not the Chalitza to him. It's over and done with. Doesn't have to do anything anymore. He can't. It's finished. Give Chalitza. Chalitza is a cut all. Finished. Over. Zik is over.
You're right.
End of Rabbanon. There's nothing left. What should he do?
There's a book in the one. They're both cut off things. That's why.
Look, there's nothing to do.
Right.
Rashi, Enach HaKlitzikum, what does that mean? The other Mekadosh L'Tzeresa, if he wants to marry the other one, but he comes to Mekadosh and Kerba Kiva. If he wants to marry Leah, I'm sorry, if he wants to marry Rachel, he gave Leah Chalitza and he wants to marry Rachel, even if you hold like Rish Lakish, there's only a love, going to Kerba Kiva doesn't work anyway. And this mission is like Kerba Kiva, then any Kedushin ties to the Chayza Lad. Right. So far we did two sequences. Maimer first, followed by Maimer get via Chalitza, get first, followed by get via Chalitza Maimer. Now we do the third sequence. Cholat. He gave Chalitza to Leah, Rachel. Then Cholat to Leah. Oy Cholat. Gave Chalitza to Rachel. Vasa Maimer to Leah. Or nothing get to Leah. Or ball Leah. Stop right there. It doesn't work. He gave Chalitza to Rachel. It's over and done with. It makes no difference what he does to Leah anymore. He can give Leah Chalitza. She's not his Chalitza. He's not Asher and her sister. He gave Chalitza to Rachel. It's over. Zik is over. The story is over. What he does now? Meaningless. Chalitza was first. No requirements, nothing. He did it the right way. He gave Chalitza. Over, done with. He either violated a law or karmas, depending if you hold a grusvah or a guy's on it. Well, either way, he's doing an answer. He doesn't be into the other one. He did chalitza. He made a mimer. It depends if your kedushin is chayv as b'chayv alavin or not. Our mishnah happens both in kedushin chayv as b'chayv alavin, therefore it would not be a valid marriage. It's not an answer relative. It's not a valid marriage. Or, Baal, he made Yibam to Rachel. Now, once he made Yibam to Rachel, it's over and done with. Leah is a free lady. She's not bound to him at all. So even if he's Baal Leah again, doesn't mean anything. Or Baal wants a mimer, or nothing gets, or chalat, ain't a chalitza klum, and ain't a yibam klum. He did be a first, it's over and done with. There's nothing else that can work afterwards.
But he did it to Leah, though.
He was Madonna.
That would be
the Machlaikis of Yaz and Rishlakis with his karas are alive. We had that all the way back. That's the day. It was Machlaikis, I think it was that's the day. Might have been given a day. Is it Machlaikis?
Right.
She's a free lady.
Right. Well, she's the
takes his ach, his brother's wife, gets and holds his karis to him. And they were talking. Rashi, kolatz v'kolatz, kolatz v'nas v'mayim v'nas v'get to gold, kani seifim, ein nage chalitza klo, kaki kushe. Kolatz v'zu v'kolatz v'zu mutze v'kwe v'shniya. He's allowed to marry the relatives of the second one. She's not his chalitza. She ain't nage chalitza v'shrein assume because she's a woman. If they gave chalitza to Rachel, there's no zika left. The chalitza that's right, a lot kumi. And the second chalitza is zero. V'kain kolatz v'zu v'mayim v'zu, v'kain nothing get v'zu, nage chalitza v'zu. It's meaningless. The second one? No, not if he lived with her, because then she was with Zaha. Yeah, she can marry a guy, she's not a chalutza. There's a meaningless act. I ball pila because they're a ball the shnia. I ball lost a mime at the shnia. I nothing get the shnia. I cause the shnia. Ain't Akra be a restrained to come. Because he did Bia. He did evil. It's over. Done with. And there was nothing wrong here. There was no restriction, no rabbinic restriction. He did it right. It's over. Done with. Second one is out. There's nothing to do. Going back in the case of Chalitza first. Tomorrow we'll ask that question. Now, I want to point out, because this is going to be a matter of machlokes. Notice the difference in the way we treat chalitza and we treat bia. When we do chalitza, whether at the beginning or at the middle, it ends all discussions. Once you do chalitza, nothing helps after chalitza. Even if the chalitza was done the wrong way. You did maimer to one, the chalitza to the other. Over, done with. Just have to give a guess. You did get to one chalitza to the other, over, done with. Chalitza just is an end-all. Bia is only an end-all if it's first. If you did bia when they didn't want you to do bia, it's not an end-all. There's a difference between bia and chalitza. By bia, if you did bia first, it's an end-all. If you do bia after get, we say, no. If you do bia after mimer, no, it's a problem. It's a B.M. Sula. Didn't work. You still need Chalitza. Chalitza ends all, no matter when it's done. It ends the Zika, and there's no rabbinic Zika left. It's just out. You have to take care of the Mimer. But it's finished. There's a difference between B.M. and Chalitza. And that's going to be a matter of contention. But this is what our mission is saying. By Bia, it's possible to have a Bia and then have to still worry about Zika and do another Chalitza. Chalitza, you don't have to worry about anything. Again, I'm not saying there's no reason for this. Of course there's a reason for this. We're not being illogical. All I'm pointing out is a fact. I'm not asking, I'm not answering. Pointing out a fact. You're right, there's a logic to it. Well, he did the chalitza after Mimer. Is that the time you're supposed to give chalitza?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you did it
Yeah, the Gemara will explain all this. I'm not getting involved in explanations. All I'm pointing out is a fact. So we can keep that fact stored in our mind. Okay, now we move on to the next sequence. Except this time, the Mishnah will do it faster. Then you have a method to stay above us. This was when Shimon was the only brother and there was Rachel and Leah. Then stay above him, the Yavam Achas. Now we move to a different case. Reuben died, left one woman, wife, Rachel. But he had two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Right? Now, Shimon did Mimer, Levi did Mimer. Shimon did Mimer, Levi gave Get. Shimon did Mimer, Levi did Dibum. Shimon did Mimer, Levi did Chalitza. Same halacha. Shiva did Maimer, Levi did Maimer. Both have to give a get. One does Chalitza. Shimon did Maimer, Levi give a get. Shimon has to give a get. And one of them has to do Chalitza. Shimon did Maimer, Levi did Bia. To be a Psula. Levi has to give a get. Levi has to give a get, biblically. And they need Chalitza. Shimon did Maimer, and Levi gave Chalitza. Over and done with, he gives a get to his Maimer, it's finished. And the same thing is true with every sequence. The same way we had it before, it's the same way when you have two men and one lady. Same halacha. Bein shnei yivam and liyivam achas. Cholat yasa maimer. Nothing gets to ball. If chalitza is first, oi ball vasa maimer, but nothing gets to cholat, ein acha chalitza klum. Chalitza is an end all. And bia is an end all if it's the first thing. Bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'sayf. Chalitza is an end all no matter when you do it. Tabi'ila, b'zman she b'tchila, ein achmer klum. Bia is only an end all if it's the first thing. Abo b'emtza, b'sayf, yes, achmer klum. But if you do it in the middle or the end, then if there is not an end all, it's a bia b'sula. No. Achaz b'tchila, b'agas chalitza, bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'sayf, ein achmer klum. Rabbi Chenya argues that our Mishnah. He says, if you do Maimer on one and Bia to the other, no need for Chalitza anymore. You do Maimer, get one and Bia to the other, no need for Chalitza. Bia ends it. You still have to take care of Maimer, maybe. Even though you did something wrong, you need a Bia Sula. You went and didn't Bia when you weren't supposed to. But you did a biblical Bia. End all. End. Finished. End. You did a bad thing. You're a bad boy. You'll clap al chay. But meanwhile, you're married to her. And we're not breaking up this marriage. We're leaving it alone. That means to him, Bia and Chalitza are treated the same. You do it, it ends everything. You still might have to take care of your Maimer or something like that, but it's over and done with. Even if it can't believe it again at the end, if you want to do something else later, it doesn't work. So then the Maimer has to give a get, and she's married to the second one, we don't touch it. No Bia Psula, no get, no Chalitza, nothing. He wants, but he did it. So according to Nechemya, leave him alone. He did it to Yitzhula. We break up the marriage. I was pointed out. No, there's no general rule. You can't make a rule. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
What can you think? Why should we break up a marriage?
Rashi. Come to Rashi. Bein shnei yivam l'ivam acha. B'chol hatin ha'amar l'mayla b'yavam echad. U'bevein yivam. The same halacha we said by one yavam and two yivam apply to two yivam and one yivam. Chol hatin ha'amar v'nothin get to ball. A yavam echad by yivam achas k'mahadr. This is going back on one yavam and one yavama. We haven't got the Tanya we've already learned it before. Other Tanya Hocham is from Seifa. The boy in the Fluge may be in the Chalitza. The boy to show a difference between being a Chalitza. Did it, Tani? Chalitza, bein betchila, bein bem, to bein besayif, bein achwe akwa. Chalitza ends all. Habila, tatanshi betchila. Ulashmina pukta gram the Chanyu Rabbana. We want to show you the Machloika of the Chanyu Rabbana. Bein betchila, bein bem, to bein maimer leget. You're going to get the zoo, the chalot for zoo. Whether it's a mimer or a get the zoo and the chalot for zoo. The chazabat of a mimer. After the chalitza, you get a mimer. I feel it's a get, ba'os a get. Either in the ba'os a get, play mahani mimer, but it's a get with mamorai. When we say ends all, means if you want to make a kedushin later, a mimer later, it's meaningless. If you live with her, it's not. There's no room for anything else after chalitza. Besides, Acher Maimer v'get, Chalat ein acher klum. The Chalitza Gemuri. The other of his Maimer, the boy get. The Chalitza Gerish and Gemurini. It's a complete divorce. It's not a get. It's a complete separation. The Kamabalav cover, Halei, Baba got the Chalitza Psula. Even though it's Chalitza Psula, he shouldn't have done it. But there's nothing, we don't do anything. Nothing works afterwards. Habia Bamta, go get Lazu a ball, Lazu, because there are some minor Shlishes, plus the credit out. This is a case we never had. You did a get to one, you did a mimer, a beer to the second, and then a mimer to the third. So since it was a beer psula, the zik is not gone. So the mimer works. Let's say there's three women. Rachel, Leah, and Shminsa. He gave Rachel a get, did a beer to Leah. Not allowed to do. So it doesn't work rabbinically. I don't care. Whatever you want. Let's say he gave Rachel a get. Gave a beer to Leah. And now he did a mimer to Shminsa. But it worked enough that he got there in a relative. Because since he still has to, do chalitza. So he does chalitza, all these things work. Since Drab Bonner require a chalitza, so we, the Zeke is still around. The mimer means something. It does, biblically, but Drab Bonner said it doesn't accomplish the whole thing. This is Drab Bonner Chita, that a being Sula does not remove the rabbinic Zeke. Which relative? Absolutely not. She's his wife, biblically. He can't even marry the woman that he did minor with, relative. Doesn't make a difference. You can't make a divorce woman's wife and like relative. Also, can't marry a relative. She's the crime of Durusha side, rabbinically. Besides, get Lazu, Umaymer Lazu, because they're a Baal Achas, Yash Achas be a Zuzikas Yavonim. It didn't remove the Zika rabbinically. The Shimapin La Boy Chalitza, the Lissabi La Beget, he's going to need Chalitza. Hey, Nachman Akum, the Nabka Beget, the Beloy Chalitza, the Yad Echad Shri, the Chachabi, the Loy Malach. And according to Rabbi Chemya, if you do Maymer, Bia, to what? Maymer to Rachel, Bia to Leia, then Maymer to Shminza, Shminza's Maymer is meaningless. The Zika is all gone. He did Bia. It's over and done with. That's from Nechemya. Nechemya treats Bia like Chalitza. It's an end-all. Rabbanan say, no, Chalitza is an end-all. Bia is not an end-all. There's still Zika left. Still has to be removed with the rabbinic Chalitza. I hope I explained myself well in the Mishnah. I know, I'm unbelievably. I know. But now that reality, I hope I explained myself well enough. It's a lot of cases here.
Okay, so... on the cake.
Yes.
Baruch Meshon, is he done today in Kiddushin?
You asked him something.
Baruch Meshon, did he say something? Okay.
He's waiting for you.
Something. I wasn't sure. Okay. So
you want to take something? Tell him
again. Yeah, so if I get by the Vav in the Mishnah, you have get Lizu, Ubal, Lizu, you could get Chavita, right? Then we have later, again, Nathan get Ubal. That's what Rashi is referring to, that we go back over it again?
Well, this Nathan get Ubal, right? But first of all, that's not the case there. It's Cholat, Vata, Maimer, or Nathan get, or Ubal. That case is a repetition to show us the Machloikis and the Chemin and the Rabbanim.
Oh, so we are repeating. That's the Rashi now. Okay.
By the way, drop on the first and look at me a second. Just a little point better.
Yeah, but
just a little point better. No, God, I mean, you're good, and I remember your question. I'm not sure what you say. Rashi said, even if there were three women, according to the Rabbanon, Bia didn't take care of Zika. So therefore, my mic can still work. Enough so that we have to deal with it.
If the middle.
Biblically, not rabbinically. He did. What did he do to the first one? He gave get to Rachel. Then he did a beer to Leah.
Yeah.
Biblically, he took care of everything. Rabbinically, he did not take care of Zika. It was a Bia Psula. Bia Psula does not remove Zika rabbinically. That's the Chalitza. That's what the Mishnah says.
Which one?
To any of the two. Correct. Correct. Now, what if he did Mimer to the third one? after he did be a de facto one.
Then, yes,
and you have to take care of that mimer. And he's opted to the relatives of the third one. Sprinter became his rabbinic wife.
Because
of the mimer.
And he would have not done mimer. And he would have given a felicit to the first one.
Everybody would have been free to go. The relatives of Sprinter would have been looking. She's 19.
The relatives of the third one.
And according to Mechanya, once he did the Zeke is gone, over with, done with. He's married to the second one. No requirement for Lisa. He did Bia. Now, it's not clear from Rashi whether we break up the marriage or not. But even if we do, we only require guests. We don't, because he violated Drabonah. Maybe, you know, Avraham mentioned the Svara. Somebody mentioned the Svara. We should break up the marriage because he violated Drabonah. It could be Rebbe Chaim we do break up the marriage.
Oh, I
but he doesn't need Chalitza. Zeke is gone. It's over with. Exactly. No matter what preceded, the Zeke is over. And Chalitza at that kaya, and according to Rebbe Chaim Yod, Bia at that kaya. They might break up the marriage. It's not clear from the Chani whether they let him stay married. He might have been violated by Rabbanan. Right? You can't ignore the fact that he violated Rabbanan. Yeah, but they don't require Chalitza because the Zeke is gone. No. Well, he did a mimer with the first one. He would have to take care of the mimer. According to everybody.
He did mention that one brother does. Yeah,
the second brother
does be a
kind of
because he's now
he's
according
to Rebbe Yechanan,
it's only a lot. Well, no, because now he's a new brother
that's
that
he's carrying. According to Rebbe Yechanan, Reuven dies, leaves over two wives. Shimon is Miyabim one, Levi is Miyabim the other. Levi was Eira a lot.
But
he's an Exodus.
Yeah,
an exorcist, right? Correct. He's an exorcist. Okay. So now we're going back to the beginning of the mission.
I have another reading. I figured out how to read the mission. We had Enacha Chalitza Kol, right before the crisis of the Hussein and the Balakabe. So, Enacha Chalitza Kol, Ben Yavam, Echa Vishkei, Vamos, Ben Shnei, Vamos, Vamos, Acha.
Correct.
Are we reading that together, or we're starting a separate language?
Oh, it's a new sentence.
Ben Shnei Yibamim. Or Ein Achak.
Ein Achak Halitza Klum, period.
Right. Okay. But Ben Yavam Echa Shtei Yibamim. So Ben Shnei Yibamim Echa Shtei Yibamim.
The whole Seder Advarim of the Mishnah.
Okay.
First Mimer, then Gad, first all those things.
Mm-hmm.
All those sequences that we had by two Yavamas and one man, we have by two men and one woman. One woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that sentence is saying.
Okay.
Okay. Atkan would plegi ala beget after get, umaymer achem maymer. Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanan only arguing. He gave a get to Rachel and a get to Leah, whether the get to Leah is meaningful at all. Meaning, he gave a get to Rachel and a get to Leah. Let's say he gave Rachel Chalitza. You offered to Leah's sister, to Leah's mother. And Leah says no. The get he gave to Leah is a meaningless get. And Rabbana would say, you still gave her a get, and therefore you're offered to her mother, rabbinically. Right, that's the machloikas. I will get achar b'yavama, the mimer achar b'yavama, but let's say it would be a get and a mimer. Not a get to the get or a mimer to a mimer. A get to one and a mimer to the other. Rabbi Gamliel would hold mod. It would work. Meaning, even though you gave a get to Rachel and a mimer to Leah, you got to deal with that mimer. That's what he said. He said, ain't get after get, say mimer after mimer. He did not say, ain't get after mimer, say mimer after get. Didn't say that. He said, no two getting, no two mimers. He didn't say no two mix from any. Well, listen to his words. Zakti Gemara, my time, Amr, my time. So he says like this. Amr Abanan, Rabbanan said, get the Yavama Mahani. They said that get is effective rabbinically. Why did they say this? Shum the Mahani Ba'alma. because it works by a regular woman. So they decided we can't let a Yavama be different than a regular woman. We can't say the get doesn't work. The Amit Mahandi, people will say, get Laitzia, I'm the get Laitzia, the Chalitza Laitzia. When we say get Laitzia, Chalitza not Laitzia. There's a fear. If a person gives a get to his Yavama and we say it's meaningless, people will say, oh, you can't get rid of your Yavama. They won't understand that there's such a thing called Chalitza, which works and get doesn't work. They won't understand. I'm reading a Yavama. Right? So therefore, the Rabbana said, you know what? If you give a get, it has an effectiveness. It doesn't fear biblically, but it does something. Right? And people will give Chalitza. And then they'll be able. They'll say, Chalitza doesn't fear. Get didn't fear. Chalitza doesn't fear. I can still do evil. And that's wrong. Once you give Chalitza, you cannot do evil. Well, my time, Amar Rabbana, my Rabbi Yavama Mahani. This is explaining. Why did Rabbana say Maimer works? So the Mahani Ba'alma, so it works by a regular woman. The Amar Mahani, if you would say Maimer doesn't work, which is like a condition, they'll say, I mean, Maimer Lichtnites will be a Lichtnite. They'll say, Maimer is to be kind and be is to be kind. They'll say, oh, you do mimer, doesn't mean anything. If I do beer, it doesn't mean anything. Meaning, and so therefore the Rabbanan said, mimer is effective. You should know. You can't do anything to the other woman anymore. You did mimer to Rachel, you can't do anything to Leah. You did get to Rachel, can't do anything to Leah. Because if we say get doesn't work to Rachel, you'll say Chalitza doesn't work to Rachel, I can be beyond Leah after Chalitza. And if you say mimer doesn't work, you'll do beer to Rachel, and then do beer to Leah. So we say, no, you did mimer, it stops everything. You're stuck with Rachel. You're stuck with Leah. You can't do the other one. That's why Rabbanan instituted mimer and get by Yavama. That's what the Gemara is explaining. It's explaining a basic thing. Why did we say get makes a difference rabbinically? Why did we say mimer makes a difference rabbinically? The answer is, we don't want people violating biblical law. So we added get and mimer to be effective rabbinically. That's a step. People will say, oh, I do mimer to Rachel. I can't do anything to Leah. Oh, so I'll never live with Rachel and then live with Leah. And if mimer wouldn't work, they'll say, see, I can do anything I want to any of the two. I can live with one. I can live with the other. Or the same with get. They'll say, get doesn't work. Oh, that means even if I do Chalitza, I can still live with the other one. Whatever they said, get makes it. You can't live with the other one. That way you'll remember, I'm stuck with one. I can't go to the other one. That's why the Rabbanan said it. Feed Rashi. What's your problem?
Maimer Ba'alma.
That's the right word. Maimer Ba'alma is regular Kedushin. That's right. People will say, well, every time we put it in gap, same thing. They're afraid that people know get works and they see get doesn't work by Yavama. People know Kedushin works and they see Kedushin doesn't work by Yavama. So people won't say there's a difference between Yavama and a regular woman. They'll say, oh, doing a thing to one Yavama doesn't preclude me from doing something else to the other Yavama. You see, I gave her Kedushin and I can still live with the other one. If they wouldn't have instituted Mimer, you could have done Mimer to Rachel, meaningless, and then done Bia to Leah. People will say, oh, I can do to Rachel and to Leah. I'll live with Rachel and live with Leah. Whereas, if they say Mimer works rabbinically, once you did Mimer to Rachel, we say, no more Leah. That's a gather, a shmira, to understand that you can't choose both. You choose one or the other. If get and mimer wouldn't work, you would talk yourself into that I can have both. Even after being a chalitza. Because you would think that since get and mimer aren't working where they usually work, that means the Torah is letting me have both. That's what you would think. Giving a kayak to a mimer and to a get in order that you should appreciate the fact that you're limited to one Yavama, not to two.
The person knows that there is a person in front of you, but you're talking about the
one money and then I can give them to the other, that means I can give them to both. That's what people will say. Because to them, money is marriage. To marriage to a regular woman, Kedushin. First mishnah. Is it the first mishnah or the last mishnah? I think it's the first mishnah.
Yeah, it's not very close. Maybe it's the down to the brother.
If Reuven gave money to Rachel, and we let him do Yibum to Leah, Reuven will walk away, and somebody else will walk away and say, amazing, he married Rachel and Leah. He gave money to Rachel, that's Kedusha, works everywhere else, and he still did Yibum to Leah. Oh, you can marry both Yibumas. So the next guy will say, I can do B in a Rachel and B in a Leah. If we let Reuven do Kedushin to Rachel and say it's meaningless, which it is, and then be a Delaya, the observer will say, we're letting a guy marry both of them. Well, how do you usually do Kedushin? With money. Mimer is a Kedushin. We just gave it a different name because it's rabbinic as opposed to biblical. I'm sorry? Kedusha Kesef.
No, what you talking about?
Biblically, zero.
Owen, what's it with Owen? Mimer itself is done by Kesef or Star, anyway. That's what we're done.
Kesef or Star. The same way you do Kedusha. Not the other to be able to be evil. Especially Kedusha. You should eat this slash is welcome. Kesef, Star, and Avila. By the way, it's a top thing. I'm not making fun of you. I'm not making fun of you. Rashi. Tava get achet b'yivama, and maimer echet b'yivama, mani get b'yivama, l'menkum v'lo v'lo yivna. If he does a maimer to one yivama, and a get to the other one, then the Leo holds it works. You should believe you have it. But maimer mahani, b'yivama mahani, l'nashir get the mamari v'lo yivna fukis. So I didn't put a period in the right place. Really, the Gemara is starting off and saying, m'chweg is a real rabbanon, is my double maimer, double get. But a maimer after get, or get achet, maimer effective. End of period. Now we're starting a new sugya. Why does Mimer work? Why does Get work? We never discussed it. We said, Rabbanan said Mimer works and Get works. Why did they institute this? Why did they do this? Leave things alone. Yibum HaKalisa. Why did they say Mimer has a rabbinic effect and Get has a rabbinic effect? Why did they do this? That's that next piece of tomorrow. We will mention Shem continue it again. We will do it again tomorrow and we will continue. Again, for those on the phone, on Friday morning, we're starting at 6. There's no penalty, it's a Friday morning.